Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 90 Limousine and Limflex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, and 15 spring yearlings. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
Purple Wave Auction will sell farm equipment on Wednesday, March 17th. Bid now on tractors, grain trailers, planters, semi-trucks, header trailers, corn heads, and more. All items will sell to the highest bidder regardless of price on Wednesday, March 17th. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight. Simple. Sold.
Well, today's cattle futures finished in the red here. April live cattle down 87 at 118.77. The June live cattle down 67, 118.97. August down 30 at 117.92. The live cattle did have some cash trade this morning and yesterday, 114 and 113. So that was disappointing relative to where we have or were expecting. It's the same as what we've been having, but relative to what we were expecting, it was pretty disappointing on the cash trade pretty much throughout the Southern Plains. Boxed beef also lower today. Choice at midday was down $1.94 at $227.09. Select down $3.38 at $220.42. The keel has ramped back up as 121,000. So week to date, 363. Last week, it was 364. Last year, week to date at this time, was 372,000 head. So we're a little bit behind where we were last year, but the 121,000 is we're rocking right along. It's just disappointing that the box beef market's lower and also the cash trade just cannot rally. And yesterday we failed to go over previous highs or previous resistance levels. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from here. The lean hogs today were up just a touch here with the June's up 52 at 97.35.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Grain markets were lower across the board here. We had corn down 12 to 13 in no crop. New crop corn December at 480 down 4.75. So they're unwinding some of those spreads. The SEP D spreads 15 and a quarter down 2.75. Typically, you see the September, which is new crop to some in the southern part of the United States versus the December, which is new crop in the northern part of the United States. That spread being inverted like that is not really all that normal. September sort of considered a kind of what they call a shoulder month in between new crop and old crop corn. But that spread's moving. The beans 30 cents lower here on 31 in May at 14.08 3/4, November down 25 1/4, and then Chicago wheat July down 5 1/4 at 6.42 3/4, Kansas City July down 10 1/4 at 6.21. The July Kansas City July Chicago wheat spread is back trading negative, is down about 4.5 cents today at -20.5 cents. So that spread just a few days ago was even money and even positive with July Kansas City over July Chicago, but that spread has gone back to a negative. The cotton did rebound today after being limit down yesterday with May up 91 at 85.23. The December cotton is up 93 at 82.33. Currently, the Dow Jones is up about 500 points.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.